Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed his military offensive against rebels in the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta will continue. He also said people in the area want a return to state rule. Middle East scholar Ambassador David Mack tells VOA this is vintage Assad.
Claiming that he's fighting terrorism on behalf of all the Syrian people, including the population of eastern Ghouta and other areas east of Damascus, who have been holding out for years now against the domination of the regime.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May have agreed Russia and Syria responsible for the human suffering in eastern Ghouta. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says President Trump is not planning to exempt any countries from his increase in tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
The mission is to defend our steel and aluminum industries so that they survive. And as the president said clearly and correctly, we can't have a country without a steel and aluminum industry.
The new tariffs have drawn wide condemnation from lawmakers of both major U.S. political parties and from numerous other countries. South Africans have been told not to consume processed meats, those are the ready-to-eat kind, as the government identified the source of a listeria outbreak. The meat known as poloni would be called from stores. Listeriosis, an infection caused by bacteria, poses a higher risk for newborns, the elderly, pregnant women, and people with weak immune systems. This is VOA News. Exit polls released as Italian polling stations closed on Sunday suggest no one party will command a parliamentary majority, but what populist parties scored some major gains. The election was one of the most divisive in recent memory. This Naples voter said she voted, but it was a perplexing experience.
I'm so confused. I go and I vote, but I really don't know which is the right vote for Italy.
And according to the polls, the anti-establishment Movimento 5 Stelle did well, especially in the South, where turnout was higher than expected. Center-left Democratic Party managed to stay above 20%, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's right-wing alliance will likely control the largest bloc in the lower house of parliament. That's the Chamber of Deputies. Germany's Social Democrats have decisively backed another coalition with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives, clearing the way for a new government in Europe's largest economy after a number of months of political uncertainty. 63-year-old Merkel has been acting chancellor for more than 5 months since an inconclusive election. Meantime, the European Union is looking for leadership on economic and security issues. Said France is seeking a partner for President Emmanuel Macron's ambitious EU reform plans. In power since 2005, Merkel steered the European bloc through the financial crisis and debt crisis, but her authority has been dented by the 2015 decision to allow immigrants into the country. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is sending a high-level special delegation to North Korea today to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun Yun Lee tells VOA this will be an unconventional delegation from Seoul.
The crucial personality here in the delegation is Seo Hoon, Mr. Seo, the head of the South Korean National Intelligence Service, because Mr. Seo has been deeply involved in two previous inter-Korean summit meetings in 2000 and 2007, respectively, and he is also charged, I fully believe, with the mission of trying to arrange for schedule another inter-Korean summit later this year.
Today's mission could be complicated by military planned drills involving South Korea and the U.S., which North Korea warned would interfere in the talks between the North and the South. And Roger Bannister, the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes, has died. He was 88. He died in Oxford, England. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.